Time once again for Letters to Santa. Today featuring Santa Claus, or as he is known, Kris Kringle, along with his lesser-known brother, Clem Kringle.
Hello, CCO Land, and how's your jumbo candy cane?
Well, thanks, bro, for asking. Would you like a lick?
No, I would not right now, but thank you for asking. What a wonderful holiday surprise today to have my little brother, Clem Kringle, with us.
You're not kidding about that little brother part. Another 10 pounds and you could apply for statehood.
Almost funny. Well, that is why you were banished at one time to the island of Rusty Instruments. Here's our first letter from Dylan in Marshall, Minnesota.
What does Marshall's Dylan want?
Well, Marshall's Dylan writes, and he says, "Dear Kris and Clem Kringle, me and Miss Kitty were wondering, what are reindeer like?"
I got this one, Kris.
Okay.
Reindeer are not too smart, and they have poor night vision, which explains how Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Okay, Kris and Clem Kringle.
Yes, little Radio David.
Let's do a FaceTime call.
Merry Christmas, little boy. And what is your question?
Hi, Santa. Hi, Clem Kringle.
Oh, this is great. We get the office party winner of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Smell-A-Life Contest.
I have a question for you two guys today. Is it okay to buy an artificial tree for Christmas?
Well, little Mike, I think my brother, Clem Kringle, wants to answer that one.
Did you notice the silence? I was musing. Do you realize, Kris?
Yes.
And you too, young man. That somewhere along the line you picked up an Irish accent?
Well, Santa travels all over the world, Clem. You're going to have to get off my big fat back for a couple of minutes.
What I really want to do is, it's too late for this line, but I'm going to do it anyway. What I really want to do is hang up on this Skype, but to answer your question, whatever the question was, you can buy an artificial tree, you can buy a real tree, or you can hire a team of, and I'm looking to my immediate right, overweight porcupines to come in and do handstands.
One more question. What do I get my wife for Christmas this year?
What are you asking me for? Do I look like Santa Claus?
No, but he's sitting next to you.
Oh, little weatherman. I would love to tell you I can read women like a book, but lately I think Santa might have lost his library card.
It's expired, that's what. I think this caller's time has expired. In the great gas station of life. That's beautiful. That guy's windshield squeegee water bucket needs a pillow. Do you hear what I am saying, my brother?
Do you hear what I hear? And with that, we are out of time. But join us again Monday for our final Letters to Santa for 2014, if this one wasn't already it.
Finally, some good news.